Paul Ramel here for Q92 Radio. Well, the Agape Singers are on tour. They left yesterday from Dawson, and we're going to catch up with them on the road with Stephanie Weber. Joins me by phone from the bus, right, Stephanie?
That's right.
How's things going so far?
It's going very well. We had a great service last night at West Nidaros Lutheran Church in Crook, South Dakota. It was a great way to start off the trip, and today now we're on the road. Headed to we'll end up in Platte City, Missouri at a hotel.
Okay, great. Well, Stephanie, why don't you tell us a little bit before we talk about the tour, talk a little bit about the Agapes. Maybe some of our listeners aren't familiar with the Agape Singers.
Okay, the Agape Singers is a youth singing group based out of Dawson. It's open to any high school age student in the area. We have kids from Dawson Boyd High School, Lacapaw Valley, and Cambie this year. Been going about 43 years, and we meet on Wednesday nights during the school year and have services in the spring at various churches in the area. And then every year we take this trip in June somewhere in the United States to take our service on the road and share with others.
Okay. Boy, how many kids are on the tour this year?
We have 50.
50, is
58
that?
58 singers. And about 19 chaperones this year. We're a very big group, so we're traveling with two buses.
Two charter buses, huh?
Two charter buses, yep.
Oh, that's fun. 43 years the Agapes have been in existence, huh?
That's right.
Wow. Were you a part of that when you were in school then?
I was. I was in the group when I was in high school and have been on many trips like this.
Yeah, a lot of good memories for you then.
Yes, a lot of good memories.
Yeah. What do you remember about the Agapes then when you were part of the group in high school?
It was just a very lot of fun to get together and sing with your friends and spend this time together on these trips and, you know, get in the Bible and learn about different things in the Word and fellowship with your friends and, you know, getting to meet new people is always a good experience.
Okay.
And then we always see some fun things, too, and do some fun activities, so that always helps.
Yep. Where have the Agapes gone on tours past that come to mind, Stephanie?
Let's see. We were in Michigan last year. We went out to Rapid City the year before. 3 years ago, we went to Savannah, Georgia, was as far as we went. We've been as far as Galveston, Texas. And in years past, the group has been to Florida, California, out to Washington, D.C. and New York. So we've been to a lot of different states.
Okay. Wow. You said there's 58 kids involved this year. What schools? They're all from different areas, right? Different schools and different communities?
Yep. Okay. We have kids, a majority of course are from Dawson Boyd, but we also have great students from Lacapaw Valley and Cambie.
Okay, great. Well, if you're just tuning in, we're talking to Stephanie Weber. She's on the bus right now with the Agape Singers. And Stephanie, talk about the why don't you take us through a typical day for the Agapes?
Well, this morning we met after our host homes last night. We got met at about 8 a.m. and got on the bus at 8:30. And we'll stop now for lunch, and then we'll travel on to the hotel and spend some time together tonight in some large groups. Talking about and singing and doing fun things together. And tomorrow we'll get on the bus in the morning again, and we are traveling to the Great Passion Play in Eureka Springs, Arkansas. It's a neat experience there, and we actually get the opportunity to sing on a couple of their stages prior to their events. So we're really looking forward to that. And,
oh, wow.
Sharing our singing in that venue. The next day we'll travel a little ways up to Branson and spend some time together there and see some things in Branson. And then Monday, kind of the same thing. We'll do some activities in the morning and head back up to Kansas City, and we will be visiting the International House of Prayer and spending some time there before we get together at a hotel and have group time again. And then we start our service schedule back on Tuesday. We're headed out to Kearney, Nebraska, and we'll have a service there at First Lutheran Church in Kearney. And on Wednesday, we'll travel over to Rock Rapids, Iowa, and do a service at First Reformed. And so those days, we spend time on the bus and make bathroom stops and lunch stops and those kind of things, and we just try to have lots of fun.
Yeah, and you throw in some devotions and some Bible study and prayer along the way, yep. too, right?
That's right. That's important.
Yeah. You said you're going to be at the Passion Play in Eureka Springs. That's kind of a major tourist thing, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a very, it's a great place. We go there, we were there 4 years ago, and we try to go there every so often because it is a very good experience. It's an interesting, one of the few venues left that shows the story of the Passion in a live setting with
right.
animals and everything, and outdoors, so it's lots of, it's a very good experience.
So the Agapes will be on the stage at the Passion Play then singing, huh?
Yeah. Yep, prior to the Passion Play, they allow us to be down in the on their main stage setting and sing before the Passion Play starts.
Okay.
And we also will be singing on one of their, before that, they have like a Potter's stage or temporary setting where they have had us sing. We'll be singing a few songs there too for people as they come in and get
right
for that.
Okay.
That site.
Yep. Good. How many adult chaperones are with Stephanie?
We have about 19, and I think that might include Chris, and Chris is actually driving our other bus this year.
Yes.
He's more of a bus driver probably, but he's here, and he gets to play piano when we have services, and we very much appreciate that.
Yeah, he does a great job with that. So.
Yes, he does.
Yeah, of course, the kids keep you going. A lot of fun on the bus, I bet you. There's a few kids that like to keep things lively and loose, huh?
Yes, we always, and they're always very, very good. The kids are always very well behaved, and it just makes for a really great trip.
Mm-hmm.
And they get to know each other a lot better, and it's just a great way for us to end our year.
Yep, good bonding time.
Yes.
Is there a way people can follow you? Do you have a Facebook page or anything, or?
We do. Not very good on the Facebook, but we do have a Twitter. Agape Tour 2017. It's some Twitter goes on there. I'm not very good on the social media when I'm traveling.
Yep. Okay. That's all right. Just give it to one of the kids.
Yeah, that's what I'll have to do.
All right. I understand you've been practicing a song for us, Stephanie. The kids are going to sing a song for us.
Yep. We're getting them ready here. Are you ready to
yep, we're ready.
Sign off, and then we'll just finish with the singing?
Yep, that's right. Appreciate the update, Stephanie. Maybe we'll touch base again in a day or two.
That sounds great. Thanks, Paul.
Yeah, you bet. Well, here are the Agape singers from the bus. Thanks a lot, Stephanie. Appreciate that. That's the Agape Singers from their bus. They're on tour, and we'll catch up with them maybe tomorrow or Monday.
Thanks, Paul.
Yep. Thank you, Stephanie.